For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with local news headlines for Thursday, June 26, 2014. Today, the City Council voted to approve legislation to establish a New York City identity card program. It's designed to increase and facilitate access to public and city services. Along with Councilmember Danny Drum, Carlos Menchaca co-sponsored the legislation.
This is an historic moment for us in our city. The precedent setting is model for the rest of the country for municipalities to rethink how they can engage their residents.
Any resident living within the five boroughs will be able to have a municipal ID. It's meant for undocumented workers, seniors, and displaced youth, as well as New Yorkers needing City ID. City ID bill co-sponsor Danny Drum.
The New York City ID for All will, in many ways, help make the lives of all New Yorkers easier, from the homeless family in Sunset Park to the transgender youth in Jackson Heights.
Councilmember Margaret Chin reminded the body that 60% of New Yorkers don't have driver's licenses, so in this way, the ID will be useful to many. The city controller, Scott Stringer, announced today that he approved the proposed $40 million settlement in the Central Park 5 case. Federal Judge Deborah Batts has not yet received final papers, but Central Park 5 constitutional lawyer Jonathan Moore says he expects the judge will sign off on the agreement. Meanwhile, there's a news conference tomorrow for the Central Park 5 for Raymond Santana, Yusef Salam, Corey Wise, Kevin Richardson, and Antron McRae, who have been waiting for justice for 25 years. The news conference is Friday at 11 a.m. on the steps of City Hall. Today, longtime education activist and former council member Robert Jackson kicked off his campaign for New York State Senator. He faces off against Adriano Espaillat. And there's a tribute to one of New York City's humble warriors, J.D. Livingston, longtime producer of the radio program Global Black Experience. It's at the Adam Clayton Powell Office Building, Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.